Section 4, Conversing with Other Devices. Introduction. Up to now, we've looked at the Bear Light as a standalone device. In computer ease, such a device can perform tasks on its own without being hooked up to any other devices. And we've seen how powerful the Bear Light is all by itself. We now begin to explore how much more you can do when you hook up the Braille Light to other devices, printers, computers, disk drives, and modems. No doubt you've heard that things get real technical when words like cable, serial versus parallel, and even that big word telecommunications come on the scene. Consequently, many shy away from exploring what telecommunications can mean to them. It is indeed very easy to slide into jargon when discussing the subject. The good news is, you don't have to be a techie whiz to hook up your Braille Light to another device. As with previous sections of this manual, we assume that you may not be familiar with telecommunications, and that an introduction will help demystify the subject for you. If you're already acquainted with the jargon, we suggest skimming over the first section anyway, and then looking over the rest of the chapter carefully, because we discuss customizing telecommunications settings in the Braille Light. Then you can skip directly to those chapters of special interest to you. Chapter 15, Introducing Telecommunications and Settings. What happens when you're using your telephone or watching your television? Why, information is being sent and received, of course. Voice through the phone and pictures through the TV. Telecommunications is simply the ability to send and receive information to and from one place to another, from one device to another. It is accomplished through cables linking the devices and by matching up various settings on the devices being linked together. Cables. The Braille Light comes with a cable that you can connect to many printers, computers, even modems. At times, you can make the connection without additional adapters or connectors, but more often, you need to connect cable adapters or additional cables between the Braille Light cable and the other device. Let's clear up some of the mystery around cables right off. You don't have to understand the technical details surrounding cabling issues. Just be aware of what kind of connectors you may need. There are four things to consider when linking your Braille Light to another device. Serial versus parallel, gender, number of pins, and no modem cable requirements. Don't be scared off by these terms. We promise not to get too techy. Serial versus parallel. The Braille Light can either be a serial or a parallel device. You must determine whether the device to which you want to link the Braille Light is serial or parallel. The manual that came with the device should tell you, and the dealer can give you this information even before you purchase the device. Most printers today are parallel devices or have both parallel and serial options. Since the Braille Light has both ports, we'll discuss them both. But due to the myriad settings you can change on the serial devices, we'll spend much more time on the serial connection. New, 15.1.2, gender. Another thing to determine about cables is the sex of the connector and the sex of the port to which you're linking it. The ports on the Braille Light 2000 are female, and accept only male BIN connectors. Note, if you've upgraded to a 2000, notice the new ports. Your old cables will not work with your new Braille Light 2000 because the connectors are entirely different. From our physical exam way back in Chapter 1, you should recall that the ports on the Braille Light 2000 are on the left side of the unit within a long rectangular opening, and are separated by two little vertical bars. It is sealed by two small round objects with tiny holes in them. The Braillite cable can be plugged into either port for use with another device, even the portable disk drive. Now let's examine each end of the Braillite cable. Notice that you have a small round connector at one end and a longer rectangular connector on the other end. The housing of the small round connector, which is the one that plugs into the Braillite, has one flat side. This side faces up when you plug the connector into your unit. Also, the rim of the connector is semicircular with tiny pins on the inside of the rim. These tiny pins fit snugly and precisely into the tiny holes in the port on your unit. This type of connector is called a BIN connector. Let's check out the other end of the cable. It may be male or female. Depending on its gender and that of the port to which you're connecting it, you may have to get a gender changer. You plug the opposite sex end of the gender changer to the Braillite cable, then plug the other end of the gender changer into the port on the device, and tighten the finger screws on either side of the connector. Your machine comes with two gender changers, one male and one female. But if you need to, you can usually get serial gender changers from your local computer store. However, to avoid a costly mistake, make sure you're specific when telling a salesperson the sex of your connector and the sex of the port. Number of pins. Yet another issue is the number of pin locations on the connector that plugs into a device and the number of pins that the port on that device can accept. This number must match exactly or, once again, you'll need an adapter. The standard cable that comes with your Braillite 2000 has a 25-pin connector for plugging it into other devices. Since 9-pin connectors are becoming more common these days, though, you may opt for a Braillite cable with a 9-pin connector instead. Call Blazy Engineering for the alternative cable. If it's inconvenient to have both options at your disposal, you can get by with an adapter that converts your 25-pin connector to a 9-pin connector. Adapters can be purchased at your local computer store or from Blazy Engineering. Here again, it's not crucial that you understand the technical details, but you do need to know what kind of connector you have and what kind of port you're trying to link with, so that your salesperson can sell you the right adapter. 13.1.4, no modem cable requirements. To connect the Braillite to a modem, to another Braillite or Braillenspeak, and to some computers, you need a special cable called a null modem cable, or adapter. Some Apple computers, for example, require one, although an IBM PC compatible does not. The important pieces of information to note here are the genders and the number of pins each connector and port needs, in order to match up precisely. When you purchase a Braillite, an interface kit containing gender changers, a null modem adapter, and even a mini tester comes with the unit to help with technical problems. Now that we've established the cable requirements, let's look at what we need to do to prepare the Braillite for stepping out into the world of other devices. Telecommunications settings. Assuming you've cabled everything correctly, you still need to make sure that your Braillite telecommunications settings match those on the other device. Oftentimes, trouble arises from simply having mismatched speeds or duplex settings or whatever. In this section, we look at how to determine the status of these settings and how to change them. Both devices you are linking together must talk the same language and be polite enough to listen to each other without interrupting. It's also crucial that they communicate at the same rate of speed, so that one isn't overwhelmed by the dizzying rate or turned off by the sedate pace of the other. Before you start hooking things up, check the manual of the other device for the status of telecommunications settings preset from the factory on that device, referred to as the default settings. If you need to change any settings, chances are it'll be easier to do from the braille light side of the link than from the other side. To see the status of telecommunications settings in the braille light, you look them up in the status menu. From there, you can change them or simply exit the status menu with either V or E cord. On the other hand, if you just want to change a setting but don't need to see its present status, you can change it from the parameters menu. We'll show you both as we go through the telecommunications settings one at a time. Baud rate. The speed at which characters are transmitted to and from a device is called the baud rate. Narrator's note. Baud is spelled B-A-U-D. Return to text. This is preset to 9600 baud, or 960 characters per second in the braille light. To see the present value of this setting, get into the status menu with an S2 sound cord, .34 cord, and enter a B. The braille light tells you the current setting, in this case 9600 baud. You can write the first digit or the first and second digit of the setting you want instead, using dropped numbers as always. The possible settings are 150, 300, 600, 1200, 2400, 4800, 9600, 19200, and 38400. Where the first digit is not specific enough to identify the desired rate, you may need to write the second digit as well. For example, if you need to set the braille light to 150 baud, you must write 15, since 19,200 is another possible baud rate, and the braille light can't guess which of the two you want. However, if you need to set the braille light to 2,400 baud, you can simply write a T, and the braille light understands. Remember to exit the status menu with an E cord to return to your previous work area. If you just want to change the baud rate without checking its present value, bring up the parameters menu by pressing a P cord from wherever you're working. The braille light says, enter parameter. Let it be, and at the enter baud rate prompt, simply write the first digit or first and second digit of your choice. The braille light doesn't repeat the baud rate you've entered. It just says OK. However, if you write an invalid setting, it says invalid input and moves you back where you were last working. You'll need to start all over again with a P cord B to issue a valid setting. Parity. Parity works to keep your transmission error-free. All you need to know is that it can be set to even, odd, or none. The default is none. Get into the status menu with an S2 sign cord and write a P. The braille light says no parity. To change it, write an E for even or O for odd. Exit the status menu with an E cord. To change parity from the parameters menu, press a P cord. At the enter parameter prompt, write a P. The braille light says enter parity. None, even, odd. When you write the first letter of a choice, the braille light simply confirms OK and leaves you back in your previous work area. This setting deserves some special notice because it affects what you hear during a transmission, as well as what exactly is being transmitted. There are three choices: half duplex, full duplex, and none. In the following discussion, we assume that your braille light is set to transmit data. In other words, its serial port is active, ready to send and receive data. When duplex is set to half, the default value, everything you write, your responses to prompts, for example, is stored in the currently open file, as well as sent out the serial port to another device. If you accidentally fail to press the space bar when pressing a chord, a character, the non-corded key, is appended to the end of the text in your currently open file. When duplex is set to full, everything you write is sent out the port and nothing is stored in your currently open file. Therefore, full duplex is generally more desirable. If you have your Braille light connected to a computer, you'll usually want to set the Braille light to full duplex mode. When duplex is set to none, what you write is stored in your currently open file, but it is not transmitted to the other device. This is most useful when transmitting a file from the Braille light directly to a printer. Otherwise, each time you send a carriage return, or whenever the printer receives all it can handle, it might print before you are ready. Enter the status menu and write a B to hear the current setting of duplex. Change it by writing an F or an N. Then exit the status menu with the usual E chord, or enter the parameters menu and write a D. The Braille light says, enter duplex, half, full, or none. Enter a choice by writing its first letter, and the Braille light responds OK, leaving you back in your currently open file. Data bits. The next setting to consider is the data length, or data bit setting. The possible options are 7 and 8, with 8 being the most commonly used setting. To see the present value of the data bit, enter the status menu with an ST sign chord and write a dot 456 character. The Braille light should say 8 data bits. You can change it, if necessary, by writing a dropped 7. That is your only other option in this case. The only time you need to worry about this setting at all is when the device at the other end requires a setting of 7 instead of 8 data bits. Remember to enter the status menu with an E chord. To change the data bit setting from the parameters menu, press a T chord and at the enter parameter prompt, write a dot 456 character. The Braille light says, enter data bit. It assumes that you know your choices. If you write an invalid entry, the Braille light says, invalid input, and kicks you back into your currently open file. To set the valid data bit setting, you must start the process over again. Stop bit. This telecommunications setting has only two choices, 1 and 2. Generally, devices require only one stop bit. To see which way the stop bit parameter is presently set, enter the status menu with an ST sign chord and write an S. The Braille light says 1 stop bit. Change it to 2, if necessary, by writing a drop T. Exit the status menu with an E chord to return to the file in which you were working. Or if you just want to change the stop bit setting, press a T chord to enter the parameters menu. At the prompt, write an S, and the Braille light says, enter stop bit. As always, an invalid entry kicks you back into your currently open file. To restart the process, you need to re-enter the parameters menu. Handshaking refers to a sort of traffic cop, telling one device to stop sending while the other deals with the information it has received. For example, if the Braille light keeps sending to a printer which is not able to process the information coming into it, you could lose text. So handshaking keeps information flowing. The three choices are none, software handshaking, and hardware handshaking. What's important to hear is to match the Braille light setting with what the other device expects. Enter the status menu with an ST sign chord and write an H. The Braille light may say any one of the three choices, something like software handshake. To change it to one of the other two choices, simply write the first letter of your choice. Exit the status menu with an E chord. You may also set handshaking from the parameters menu. At the enter parameter prompt, write an 8. The Brellite say, enter hardware, software, or none. Write the first letter of an option, and the Brellite responds OK, leaving you back in your currently open file. When transmitting from a PC to the Brellite, we recommend not using the none handshake setting because it will cause loss of data. Next, we'll look at a few parameters that affect how your data appears when it's sent and how your Brellite is affected by transmission of data. Though you don't have to match these parameters on both ends of the link, you should understand how they can be of help and how they can create potential flaws if they're set incorrectly. The interactive mode. Recall from chapter 4 that in order to have the Brellite echo what you write, the interactive mode must be on. The easiest way to enable or disable it is with a G-chord. When you enable it, the Brellite says interactive OK, and when you disable it, the Brellite says off OK. To see the current status of interactive mode, enter the status menu and write a G. The Brellite tells you its status. Change it with a Y for on and an N for off and exit the status menu with an E chord. So what does all this have to do with communication? When interactive mode is on, not only is text you write spoken, text coming into the Brellite through its serial port is also spoken. This can be especially vital when you're connected to a bulletin board through a modem, for example. If you want to listen to everything coming in through the serial port, you can. However, this slows down the whole transmission process. Even with speech set to maximum speed, the Brellite's voice lags behind the transmission. On the other hand, having interactive mode on means that you'll know when transmission has stopped or when you are being prompted by the other device. It also means that if you halt speech with an E chord and data continues to transmit, the voice will resume and you'll be able to catch up, so to speak. Rejecting ornamentation. This is the parameter that controls what kinds of characters are accepted as part of a transmission. Computer networks can generate cute graphic characters like smiley faces and Greek symbols and even characters that draw boxes around text. You can lock out text characters from ever intruding into your file. Most likely, all you want is the content in your Brellite, not the fancy squiggles, sighted meters, signs, so aesthetically pleasing. When you set the reject ornamentation parameter on, the Brellite effectively screens out strings of three or more spaces, stars, or any other characters that produce ornamentation in the text, or affect the layout of the text in some way. To set the status of the ornamentation parameter, enter the status menu and write an O. You change the setting on and off with a Y and N. Most of the time, you'll want to keep it off, unless you're hooked up to a device that is constantly sending you extra stars and the like. You can also change this setting by pressing the key chord to enter the parameters menu. Write an O and the Brellite prompts, reject ornamentation characters, enter Y or N. Respond according to your need at the time, and you'll hear OK, finding yourself back in your currently open file. Now that you have an elementary understanding of telecommunications settings and how to match them to the device you're linking with your Brellite, you are ready to skip to the chapters of this section that particularly interest you.
Continue on track 7, fast forward to the end of this side, change the side selector switch, turn this cassette over.